This is Harry Cruz. I'm in New York City, laid up at the Grand Hyatt Hotel here where nobody's got no fucking manners. And I've been meaning to get back to you. You did a good job on my book. Your books will be coming back to you, and I'll talk to you another time, another place. Take care of yourself. God save the Confederacy.
Bye. Listen, the Playboy editor saw Black Beauty somehow, and she thinks that she can print it with some changes. I mean, it's going to make money for both of us, I guess. I need to talk to you about that. It's certainly not going to hurt your book to have it in Playboy, I don't think. And the other thing, I've already sent you a letter, but just thank you mightily for that handsome edition of Black Butterfly. It was so pretty it made me read it again, and it is a good piece. And I currently am working on The Power and Light. It's going to be fine. It's going to be just real fine. The thing is, I've got a little freedom now, and hell, I'm even sipping a little beer. My old ally. That thing will be to you in 2 weeks. Just wanted to tell you again what a buddy you are, and we got a stick in the bad economy and all. We got to ally. I've found more and more that it's friends that get you by. So believe me, and give me a ring back. My number is 406-721-5452. I think we got the bucks in line. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Commander.
Okay, Stuart, this is Barry. Well, Power and Light looks really good, I just read it. And it'll print. I'm proud of it. I'll get you copies of Silverman's book, don't worry. I'm back at Oxford at 601-234-1211. I just drove across a sheet of ice in the west, and, you know, I just had a little captain like you would have quailed and gone off in the ditch like the others did in front of me. But I made it, somehow. Good luck to you, boy. It's good to be back home. Bye-bye.
D. Snodgrass. I'm calling to find out when the Northern Lights anthology will be done, and to ask you if I could get a copy just as soon as possible, because how much I get paid next year will depend on how much I've published this year. I'll try to get you again in a couple of days. Thanks.
Is costing me a lot of long distance money. This is Bill Styron. I have a matter of moderate urgency. I'm calling you from Connecticut at 1:15. I wonder if you would kindly call me sometime before 5 o'clock this afternoon. This is on April the 14th, Thursday. Thank you very much.
Hi, Stuart, it's Doris Roberts Goyen. In New York, area code 212-877-9397. I would like to talk to you. I had an idea, and I would really like to talk to you about it. So if you get a chance, please call me. I'm at home. This is Friday. It's about 1 o'clock. All right, bye-bye.
Northern Lights is absolutely gorgeous. We are just absolutely knocked over by it. We can't thank you enough. I have nothing else to say except that it's just absolutely beautiful, and you ought to feel proud as punch. See you soon, I hope. Bye-bye.
Calling me sometime today. I'm calling at 11:30 Thursday, 11:30 a.m. I'd like to talk about our communist escapade.
Stuart, good morning, Bill. Goyen here. It's 10 o'clock my time. How are you? I want you to know everything has arrived safely. And I'm well. And Doris is okay. In bed for a few weeks to try to help her back again. We're hoping you'll come. We're making our plans again. And we see that the rates here in Delta, I believe, or from Charleston are very low now. And we thought maybe that you could just pay those rates out of whatever you pay here, whatever you buy. Let's deduct the rates as part of the deal. But come along soon, because when we leave on the 1st for Texas, we'll be back here only for a week and then off to France for another 2 or 3 weeks, you see, and that, I think it's clear to you. So we need to see each other soon. I'm not going to unpack my books that have all arrived until you can see through what's on the shelf. And then we could make a deal about all the papers and get that settled so I can sleep at night and so you can be happy. I love you, Stuart. I hope all is well. God bless. Call me back. Bye-bye.
Stuart, it's
Doris Goyen in Los Angeles. I'm sorry to tell you that Bill died on Monday night. I'm going to bring him to New York, and there will be services for him Tuesday, September the 6th, at 1 o'clock, at Frank E. Campbell's, 81st Street, Madison Avenue. And if you want to reach me in New York, I will be at 212-787-5897. Starting Friday night, so, and I'll be at Campbell all over the weekend, throughout the weekend. All right, bye-bye. In New York, I will be at 212-787-5897, starting Friday night, so, and I'll be at Campbell all over the weekend, throughout the weekend. All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Stuart, it's Maurice. I'm sorry. If you knew what was happening with Nutcracker and Wild Things, you'd be a little more patient with me. I do want to come south. I don't know if I can go anywhere at this point. They're late. If you want to hear more, I'll talk. Call me or I'll call you. Production so far is a fiasco. Bye.
Stuart, this is Carl Shapiro, calling from Davis. I wanted to talk to you about your letter. My number is 916-753-0988.
This is George. Just a quick thing besides saying hello. Over the weekend, I finished going over again the Ellen Wilbur short story manuscript. I think it's really ready to go. It's quite wonderful. It's various, it's original, it doesn't sound like anybody else. And quite a bit of variety. You don't have any one note to hit, but it's a very fine-tuned collection. It's about the right length. It's not really too long at all. Just about right, and I think it's something that could bring a, not only do her some good to publish it, but I think that it would be quite a coup for the press, for your new trade outfit, and I think we could get a lot of attention for it. I'd be willing to make a lot of suggestions and possibilities of getting the maximum out of it, but I did want to tell you that I really do think it's ready to go. I think for this one, you ought to get somebody who will do the, starting with the manuscript, some very careful proofreading for you. One of the reasons I say that is it's very carefully put together so that one goes along and gets lackadaisical, then all of a sudden there's a typo or something. It'd be easy to miss them. So maybe we ought to get somebody to help out on that with a fine eye and a pedantic nature. Anyway, that's that, and I'll try to drop her a note saying roughly what I think, and I urge her to do this, because I think it really would be good all around. It'd be a really first-rate manuscript. I think it's about to get a lot of attention on it, perhaps more than anything else. On my own Poison Pen, I haven't had any chance to do a thing since I got back, but I will still hoping to finish it up certainly within the month, if I can get things cranked up. I'm off next week to Texas. This week I got to go to New York to do a publisher's weekly interview on Thursday, but otherwise I'm hanging around here. Charity called from Detroit, but I don't know whether we're going to be able to get together or not. I don't know what other news to give you. Everybody's okay. I hope everyone's well at your house. You and Sandy are fine. Not much else to report. We'll be in touch. Stay well. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
message. This is Barry Moser. I needed to call you. I'm sorry I didn't call you last night. I didn't get the message until this morning. The proofs that I got in the mail are fine. I see nothing wrong with them except that the block with the trees has cracked since I saw it. There's nothing in the world you or anyone else can do to repair that except to go back to and touch them all up by hand, which I don't suggest doing. So you have my approval to go right ahead with the printing. The other thing is regarding your letter asking about late passing Prairie Farm or the invasion of Italy. I'm afraid neither one of those books exist. I have no copies that are available, so I'm terribly sorry. Otherwise, they'd be yours. And also, the letter I got from you today about the signing of the broadsides, I simply didn't sign the broadsides because I think I just went over them. I looked at them, and I thought I did sign them, but I guess I didn't. If you want to send them back, I'll be happy to do so. Take care.
Speaking in New York. Could you call me at my home phone number, either at 212-673-2497 this evening, or tomorrow at the office, which is 840-3800. Thank you.
Ellen Wilbur calling from Cambridge. I didn't expect to run into my father's voice at the other end of the line. If it's possible, I have to speak to you for you to call me this evening around 5 o'clock. I would definitely be at home at that hour. And my number is 617-876-2053. Thank you.
Stuart, this is D. Snodgrass. I should answer in rhyme, but I haven't got time or brains to take such pain. Stop this. I wanted to tell you that I like very much the idea of the separate fold-in for the, for the little prose note. I think that's a very nice idea. And I'm sending the proofs back to you. There are just one or two small mistakes in the proof as proof of that version. But I sent you a later version of the prose piece, and there are quite a number of changes in that from this version. And if it's at all possible to use that second version where there are, there are a number of sentences that are completely different and a couple of small changes, I'd really appreciate that. I'll try to send along with it a Xerox of the changed piece if I can find it, but since we're leaving tomorrow morning, I may not be able to do this. I hope you got the revised version of the prose piece in the mail before this, and if you could use that revised version instead of this unrevised one, it would be very much better. But I think things are coming along very nicely, and I'm very pleased with the way the book's developing. So we'll see you then. We're off to Mexico. Bye-bye now. I know I called here twice before. This is Dee Snodgrass, yet again once more, asking Stuart Wright to give me a call today, or even tonight, Sunday to be specific. That would be really terrific, because early tomorrow morning we leave for Mexico by way of Texas, and to miss you would irritate us or vex us. This phone of mine is area 315-684-9079. Thanks a lot. Have a good time, Stuart. Bye-bye. Thank you.
again, the armed resistance unit has done their dirty deeds at night and braggartly told their bold strike by writing Professor Wright. And so once more, we must chat. It is I, your friend from the FBI. This is Tom Brichter with the FBI. When you get an opportunity, call me at my office, 855-7770, or my home, 288-0416. I need to talk to you about that letter you just sent me. Thank you very much. Very good. This is Peter. We were hoping we could get hold of you. Wanted 20 extra copies of her book if you haven't already gone. If not, well, we got them another time. Thank you.
Howard Nemerov Stewart, would you just reprint the poem of mine called The Makers? I'm going away and I just got your note, so this is my answer. All right?
Stewart, this is Ellen Wilbur calling from Cambridge, cracked up again by my father. I wanted to speak with you, if possible, about a couple of things. I'll be in and out during the day and home definitely at 5 o'clock. And the number is 617-876-2053.
This is Fred. I want to thank you for the Eleanor Ross Taylor volume. Thank you very much. And I'll try to review it if I can find any time at all. And I'll try to find out about this party that's supposed to take place over the weekend with the Hope Mifflin people. I'm puzzled about this. I don't know the folks or anything. I just wonder if you could give me any information.
Will be 427-4128, and if it's not too late, I'd like to try a hand at a poem for Marie Bullock.